Father, we bless you this morning, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy that is upon us, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, righteous Father. We lift up your name, O Lord. We lift you high, Lord. O Lord, you are lifted high, far above every other gods. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the King of all kings. You are the Lord of all lords. We honor you. We bow before you, Lord Jesus. We exalt your name. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. We exalt you, Lord. You are God. You don't need a man to be the God that you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We exalt you. Glory be to your holy name. We lift you up, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We worship your name. Thank you, Lord. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 9th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for another blessed morning, for another blessed week. Thank him for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Our God is good and his mercy endures forever. Honor him for his God and not a man. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord this morning and speak to this day. Declare over your week that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I speak to my day. You are a day of blessing. You are a week of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this week, over this day. I speak to you that in the name of Jesus, all that is in you this day, this week, work together in my favor. All that is in you, work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I establish the promises of God upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every agenda of the enemy over me. In the name of Jesus, you will not stand, you will not prosper. I cancel every coming together that is not of God concerning my life. You are canceled in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy of the wicked over me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is put together to stand against me, in the name of Jesus, you will not prosper. Every tongue that rises every morning or any time of the day to profess evil over me, in the name of Jesus, your words will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, your words are condemned. Your tongue is condemned. In the name of Jesus, your evil words turn around and begin to follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the authority of the word of the Lord. His word says, the Lord that justifies me is with me. Who will stand against me? The Lord that justifies me is with me. Who will condemn me? I stand in the victory that the Lord Jesus has given to me. I walk this week in the name of the Lord. I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. His banner over me is love. I pull down today every agenda of the enemy for my life, every agenda of the wicked for my life. I pull you down. In the name of Jesus, any evil altar that is set into this week to bring evil, to promote wickedness across my life, along my way, in the name of Jesus, such altar is pulled down. In the name of Jesus, any policy that is put together by the wicked, in the name of Jesus, it will not prosper, it will not stand. In the name of Jesus, this week, this day, as I go, the favor of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon my life. The works of my hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus, as I go out today, my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. This day, this week, I will not walk in error. I will not walk in perversion. I will not walk in the company of error. In the name of Jesus, I will not fall into the trap of the evil one. In the name of Jesus, for the eyes of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord Jesus is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my life. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, oh, my portion is delivered unto me. I speak unto you this day and this week. You will yield your increase unto me in the name of Jesus. This day I assess the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. I say by the word of the Lord, I will not be little to the promises of God for me. Oh, I declare I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from this time forth and even forevermore. I am planted in the house of the Lord. I flourish in the courts of the Lord. The Lord anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over, and he declared upon me that his goodness and his mercy follows me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I am helped of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord is upon me, is upon my household. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day, this week. You are a blessed one for me. In the name of Jesus, I come out of you with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. Mercy for preservation. In the name of Jesus, anywhere I go, let your mercy be with me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, righteous Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, this morning, I want us to pray for Nigeria. I want us to ask for the mercy of the Lord. I want us to pray that, Father, let your mercy be upon Nigeria. Mercy that brings peace. You will show us mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, this nation, you will show us mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, show us mercy. Arise, O Lord, and have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, arise, O God, and have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, by your word, O Lord, by your hand of power, you will pull down the altar of wickedness in this nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, arise and have mercy upon us. Lord, arise and fight for the cause of your name. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, every policy of the wicked, every policy that is produced out of wickedness, Father, you will cancel them. It doesn't matter where it has been presented to. It does not matter the level it has gotten to. Lord, any policy that does not promote the mercy of the Lord, that does not promote the grace of God, in the name of Jesus, will cancel them today. In the name of Jesus, every legislation of the wicked over this nation, Lord, you would disappoint them. In the name of Jesus, oh, the arms of the wicked will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, by mercy, Lord, you will lift off the scepter of the wicked over this nation. You will lift off, you will break away the scepter of wickedness over this nation. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the season of light, let it come. In the name of Jesus, let the season of light come into this nation. In the name of Jesus, you will break the scepter of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, you will disappoint the altar of wickedness in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, Father, by your mercy, that their enterprise will no longer prosper. In the name of Jesus, you arise for the cause of this nation. In Jesus' name. And Father, we'll present all the prayer requests that we have received. We'll present them before you. Prayer of healing, prayer for success, prayer for deliverance, prayer for evil cycle to be broken. Father, we'll present it before you. In the name of Jesus, you will lay your hand upon them, and according to your will, you will establish their request. In the name of Jesus, you will break the chain of evil cycle. You will grant success. You will grant healing. In the name of Jesus, you will give unto them pleasant surprises. In the name of Jesus, you will break the chain of the wicked. You will break the chain of evil cycle. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, and by the grace of God, like we do every week, I'm going to put the blessings of the Lord upon you from our anchor scripture for the month of March, and that is the book of Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. But this morning, I'm going to add verse 3 to it, and we are going to read Psalm 124 verse 8 as well. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Verse 3, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Psalm 124, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I want you to personalize it to yourself as you go today, that my help is in the name of the Lord. My divine help, my great help, My supernatural help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Therefore, nothing will be impossible for me to achieve this day. Nothing will be impossible for me to receive from the presence of the Lord, because He is my God and He is the source of my help, in the name of Jesus. This week, in the name of Jesus, as you go, you will enjoy the help of the Lord. You will enjoy great help from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you will enjoy all around help from the throne of mercy. In the name of Jesus, the help that your destiny needs this week is released from the presence of the Lord. The help that you need, because you trust in the name of the Lord, is what says the Lord is our refuge, a very present help in times of need. As you are lifting up your eyes unto the Lord, probably with tears, and you are calling upon Him, the help that you need, the Lord release it from His presence unto you, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your life. You overcome the arrangement of the forces of darkness to displace you. As the Lord is sending help to you, you will not be displaced, in the name of Jesus. The arrangement of the forces of darkness to displace you, you overcome them, in the name of Jesus. You are established in the presence of the Lord. You are established in the place of your help. You will not be displaced. Let me send this as a warning to you as well, as I have made it a prayer. Stay in the presence of the Lord. The plan of the enemy is to displace you. As the help is coming, to displace you, to make you little to the promises of God. I say it again, dearly beloved, help is coming, but do not allow the arrangement of the forces of darkness to displace you. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. You will not be displaced out of God's promises for you this week. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the wicked to move you out of place, to move you out of the place of help, is frustrated. Let me say this as a warning as well. Beloved, be careful of offense. Be careful. Do not engage in any fight with anybody, no matter how daring or how nearing it is. Avoid it completely. It is the conspiracy of darkness to displace you out of the place of God's blessing, to displace you out of the blessing that the Lord has established for you. Stand fast. I pray for you again. The devices of the wicked to move you out of the place of help is frustrated, in the name of Jesus. As for you, there is supernatural help for you this week, in the name of Jesus. Divine help that defies the definition of men. That is what the Lord is giving unto you, in the name of Jesus. I say this to you. You will not be little in the agenda of God's promises for you, in the name of Jesus. The tactics, conspiracy of darkness to make you little, to reduce you to little, to the help and promises of God for your life, they are cancelled, in the name of Jesus. The tactics of the enemy is cancelled. Their plan is cancelled. Their plans is frustrated, in the name of Jesus. The devices of the wicked to make you doubt God's promises, to make you doubt that the Lord is sending help for you this season, to make you doubt His word over your life, they will not prosper over you, in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare with me that, in the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. The voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. Declare that as you go this morning. The voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, I stand established. I stand fulfilled in His promises for me. In the name of Jesus, I receive great help for my soul. I receive great help for my project. I receive great help for my family, for my household. I receive great help for my career. I am not stopped. I move in His help. I am not stopped. I go forward in the blessings of the Lord. My hope is fixed on Him. My eyes is fixed on Him. And that is why I receive unstoppable help from the Lord. That is why I receive divine help, supernatural help, unlimited supply of help from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the gracious hand of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon me. I therefore declare I fulfill destiny. In the name of Jesus, I fulfill my days in great joy and peace. I am the beloved of the Lord. I am the garden of the Lord. I am the one that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me. I am blessed from His presence. In the name of Jesus, it is done. It is well with you. in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, I want you to go over to this podcast and claim the promises and the blessings of the Lord for you as you step out today. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. You are blessed in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Your going out today is blessed. His mercy for preservation. Help in the midst of scarcity locates you this day in the name of Jesus. Remember, dearly beloved, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a blessed week.